this morning. There's a schedule here on the left side of the board. Most of the days we will be continuing with Bob Matzias here. We're going to be doing some important sugyas that have not yet been addressed in some of the dapim that you did recently. So looking forward to that tomorrow. I'll have makaros for you, Bezos Hashem, tomorrow morning at 9:15. And we'll have, hopefully, over the week, even though the mishpacha is not here, but I hope that during the week we'll be able to have a serious limud and to be able to accomplish a lot in learning. The one or two days that we have chazara, so I'm still going to want to give a shiur at the end in order so that way it's just not an open-ended seder. And today I wanted to speak about the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. I know there's a recent initiative in the yeshiva to do Bikur Cholim, and that's something that's very, very important. I know that Rav Arya Levine, back in Yerushalayim 40, 50 years ago, he used to encourage yeshiva students to go out and to do Bikur Cholim when they have a chance. So this is not a just some type of fluffy chesed thing that's going on, but this is part of our chiyuv that we should try to do the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim when we have the opportunity to. It's great that we have an opportunity to do it that doesn't cut into starim time. So I wanted to speak about the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim in order so that you have the opportunity to do it as knowledgeable Talmidei Chachamim, Bnei Torah, who know what they're doing. So let's jump right into the sugya of Bikur Cholim. The Gemara Nedarim tells us, just in terms of the greatness of Bikur Cholim, maybe I'll give one last advertisement for the importance of Bikur Cholim. The Gemara Nedarim tells us in Daf Mem that anyone who is not Mavaker a Chola, I think here it means somebody that you're familiar with, somebody that you know. If you're not Mavaker a Chola, so it's Ilu, you were Shofech Damav. It's as if you killed him. Certainly we have to assess what this ki'ilu is, how strong of a ki'ilu this is. Is this just an extreme statement in order to drive a point home, or is this a real meaning that there's some type of ki'ilu shofech damim, there's some type of understanding that this is an avzrayu of murder? So right now we're not going to get into that question right now, but that's what the Gemara says. It stresses the importance of Bikur Cholim by saying that one who doesn't do Bikur Cholim, it's ki'ilu shofech damim. This is consistent with the rest of the Gemara, where the Gemara tells us that when a person is Mavakir Cholim, so it mamish adds to the ripui, to the refuah of the Chola. Gemara says that when a person visits someone who's sick, it takes 1/60th of the person's Choli away from him. Now certainly you're going to probably ask the question the Gemara asks. Okay, great, so let's get 60 people, and we'll go visit someone, you should get better. The Gemara answers that it always works in the proportions, that you go and you take 1/60th, and when the next guy comes, he now takes 1/60th of that. It's not that you each take 1/60th of the original sickness, and then you can heal him with 60 visitors. Even at one time. It's a 60th of a 60th of a 60th. The Gemara there brings a precedent for that in Dina Yerusha. So,
do you get sick? Like, is it possible for you to get sick from visiting, like, sick?
Well, the Gemara says that you take from him his sickness. So it's unclear if that means that you take it, meaning you get it, or if it means you take it away from him. That's a diyun on how to understand the lashon there. Certainly, if it's a contagious disease, there's a possibility that you can get it. And we'll discuss that soon. Just one other last hakdama in the Sefer Ma'aver Yabok, which discusses some of the mitzvos related to death. Ma'avar Yabok. I don't know much about the Sefer. But in Perek Yud Tes of the section of the Sefer called Sifse Rananos, so it says there that there's a minog at the end of a levaya to wash your hands when you leave the funeral, leave the cemetery. And the classic explanation is because you want to be boreach the ruchos, that there's ruach ra that shoran a cemetery, and you want to remove that from yourself so you wash your hands. He there, though, gives an added suggestion that the reason we wash our hands, he bases himself a bit off of the mitzvah of Egla Arufa, it appears, he doesn't make the direct reference, but he says that it's a symbolic act that Yadenu Lo Shafcha, that we didn't take part in this person's death because we visited him. That's what he says. That part of the reason we wash our hands is a symbolic act that our hands are clean of this death, just like the Chachamim do by Egla Arufa. That they say that we weren't involved, our hands are clean of the death of this person. And he says, our hands are clean because we went and visited him. So what if you didn't visit him? So then are you supposed to wash your hands? So still you're washing hands because of the ruchos. But correct. Perhaps if a person wasn't mavaka the chola, then you wouldn't have the right to wash your hands. Again, halacha lemaisa, I'm not so sure about. But does it drive home to us the severity of this mitzvah? Yes. It is something that we should be taking very seriously. Like any mitzvah, the first question you always have to ask is, what's the makor? What's the source? So we have a number of sources. Let's begin first with the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah. This is the fourth source on the sheet. Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Memtes. Ki yudativ l'man asher yitzaved. This pasuk is in Bereishis, I believe, Yudches, Yudtes, or Yudtes, Yudches. Pasuk there is praising Avraham Avinu. And it says about Avraham that Hashem says that I have a close relationship. Ki yudativ. Yudi always implies a close relationship. I have a close relationship with Avraham Avinu because he commanded his children and his children's children to follow in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to do the Derech Hashem and to keep the mitzvos. This is the one, the psukim where they darshan that Avraham kept the Torah. From the different things here that it says that Avraham instilled in his children. What's the shita? How does the Bereishis Rabbah bring down? What does this mean? Asher Yitzaveh. What did he command his children? Rabbanan Amri. There's first an opinion by Rabbi Alexandri. Rabbanan Amri. Zu Biker Cholim. That Avraham Avinu commanded his children to do Biker Cholim. That's a source from Avraham Avinu. That Avraham apparently commanded his children to do Biker Cholim. We have another source. This one is now quoted in the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Daf Lamed Amid Beis. We're familiar with this because we finished the second parak recently in Bava Metzia. V'hodat, hopefully even if we finished it a long time ago, we would be familiar with it. But certainly because we finished it recently, we're familiar with it. V'hodat Tolahem Zo Beis Chayehem. Es haderech, zug milas chasadim. Gelchu, ze biker cholim. Bo, zug kfura. Vi es hamaise, ze adin. Asher ya asun, zolof the mishras adin. This pasuk is referring to what? This is when Yisro was giving advice to Moshe Rabbeinu about how, right, when Yisro comes to visit, he gives Moshe Rabbeinu some advice about the management of Klal Yisro. And he says, he commends him, he encourages him to teach them. Hodav lem beis chayem machlokas, what that means exactly, beis chayem, Rashi bayas, in Bava Metzia says one thing, but Rashi elsewhere in Shash says something else. As haderech is milas chasadim, yelchu, we learn, is a hint, a remez to biker cholim. Source number two, Yisro commanded Moshe, or encouraged Moshe, to command Klal Yisrael to do biker cholim. Source number three is a Gemara Nedarim. Daflamit Tesim and Beis. These are all on the source sheet. Amrei Shlakish. Remez lebikur cholim min haTorah minayim. How do you know that there's a remez to bikur cholim in the Torah? Shenemar im kumos kol adam yamusun eila upikudas kol adam v'chule. What's this pasuk referring to? This pasuk is referring to. It's in Bamidbar. It's been a long time since we did Shnai Mikra. This is the showdown between Moshe and Korach. And Moshe says, you think that I don't have divine approval to be acting the way I am? Let's have a little wager here. If all of your cohorts die a regular death, im kimos kol adam, they die like everyone else, upkudas kol adam, what does that mean that other people are appointed over them? Rashi says, what does this mean? It means that people came over Mavaka then. In other words, if they die a regular death, meaning on their deathbeds, with people coming and visiting them, and being Mavaka Cholem, and then they die, so then I'm wrong, because they lived out their lives. But if they die right now, so then I know that I'm right. So Agav, the Pasuk just happens to tell us, if they die like everyone else, which means that they're on their deathbed and people come and visit them, so you see, Reish Lakish is learning a remez, that was the minhag of Klal Yisrael. That when the normal death is defined as being on your deathbed and people visiting you. Three very interesting sources. Are these D'oraisa? These D'rabbanan? They're all drushes and psukim. So does that mean they're D'oraisa? Especially this last source. Remez lebikur cholim min haTorah. That lashon comes up every once in a while. Remez leidim zomim. Remez le... Yichud. And the Rambam and the Ramban and the Shrashim have a machlokas. If the Lashon Remez means D'oraisa, D'rabbanan, and the Ramban seems to bring many examples to prove that sometimes it's not all or nothing, or it's not clear what that language is. Sometimes that language is used for d'oraisa, sometimes it's used for d'rabbanan. So based on these three sources, it's really an open-ended question. Is the mitzvah of bikur chol a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanan? There's an interesting machlokas. I saw that Rav Daniel Feldman in one of his farm brought down a machlokas achronim. If the hanhagos of Bnei Yisrael before Matan Torah, the hanhagos, the minhagim of Bnei Yisrael before Matan Torah, if those have a din of a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. Fascinating machlokas. He quotes Sefer Nosson Purio and the Sefer Tferes Tzion. Nosson Purio, I believe, is the Sefer by Gestenter. Nosson Gestenter was just nifter recently. It was a Rabban Ben Abrach, wrote lots of Shals and Shubas, wrote Sfarim on Chumash, on Nesechtas. So that is the name of his Sfarim. I'm assuming that's the one that he's referring to. I was not able to find it in I didn't really get a chance to look too much in these two Sfarim, Nosson Purio and Tferes Tzion. But he brings down there a machlokas that the Hagos of Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah have the tokef if they have the status of a din d'oraisa. But I think it's an open-ended question, at least in terms of these three sources, if it's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. There is one other source for Bikur Cholim. This might be the most famous source for Bikur Cholim. And this is a very fascinating Gemara and a very important Gemara to know. And that's the Gemara in Sota on Daf Yud Daled Amud Beis. The Gemara says, and this is on the source sheet, Amar Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina, Mai dechsiv achrei Hashem Elokeichem teleichu. What does it mean that you should walk after God or try to walk with God? Can a person walk with the Shechina, walk after the Shechina? V'aklo kvar nemar ki Hashem Elokecha eish ochlohu. It already says in the Pasuk that Hashem is an overpowering fire, consuming, all-consuming fire. Ella can't really mean that you're supposed to walk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? L'haloch achar midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should walk after the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu mal b'sharumim, t'chsiv v'yas Hashem elokim l'adam v'lishto k'sonis or v'yal b'shem, af ata hal b'sharumim. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu clothed Adam and Chava, so too you should clothe people. Kodesh Baruch Hu biker cholim, d'chsiv v'yera elav Hashem b'elonei ma'amrei, af ata biker cholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nichem avelim, d'chsiv, af ata nichem avelim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cover mesim, af ata cover mesim. So what's the mucker that we should do biker cholim? The Rambam says, the Gemara says that it's part of the mitzvah of v'halachta b'drachov. We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevaker Cholim. Who is he Mevaker? Back to Avram Avinu. When Avram was after his bris milah, Ve'er lov Hashem be'elonei mamrei v'hu yoshef pesach ha'o'el k'chom hayom, we know that it was Yom Shlishi Shel Milah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Mevaker him. So, what's the third source? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu bi'atzmo, Yisbarach. We learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mevaker Cholim. Great. Does this mean it's a D'oraisa or a D'rabbanan now? According to the first three sources, when you do Bikur Cholim, if it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, even if it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, you're being a mekayim, a mitzvah called Bikur Cholim. According to the Gemara in Sota, Yesh Ladun, is there a mitzvah called Bikur Cholim? Or is Bikur Cholim a manifestation of the mitzvah of the halach of Vedrachav?
The Gemara in Mazir also has such a lashon, like it went through the pasuk. And then the Gemara after quotes the verse, then says Amar Mar Yochus and Bikur Chol, and then says no, but I only agree with Bimel Chasanim. We already had that included.
Right, excellent. Let's go. I didn't finish reading the Gemara. That's good. Let's keep reading the Gemara there. Back to the Gemara in Baba Metzia. After gave the drasha, the Gemara says Amar Mar Yochus and Bikur Cholim, Hanu Gemilas Chasadim. Gemara says, what do you mean? That's Gemilas Chasadim. That's not a separate mitzvah. And then the Gemara answers Lo Nitzucha El LeBen Gilo. This is referring to a Ben Gilo. When a normal person, a wide, Amar Mar, Ben Gilo notel echad mishishim bechelyo. V'afilu hachim yibayle lemeza legabe. Even though you take 1/60th of his sickness, what is that? Even so, you still have a chiyuv to go. What does that sound like, first of all? Someone asked before. Sounds like you actually take part of the sickness. But the Gemara says that when you're a Ben Gilo, what's a Ben Gilo, first of all? This is a machlokas between Rashi and the Rosh. Rashi, I want to make sure I don't mix them up. One of them says that a ben gilo means im zaken zaken im tsayer tsayer. It has to be someone who's of similar age of you. If it's a young person, so it has to be a young person visiting him. If it's an old person, it has to be an old person visiting him. And the other opinion says that it means someone who was born in the same mazel. a sin. That's what Rashi says. Excellent. We have Bamzia scholars here. Baruch Hashem. So what does Rashi say? That you have to be in the same mazel, which means you were born under the same constellation during the same time period of the year. And that means that your kochos hanefesh, there's some similarity between you and the other person. But Lamaisa, what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara says, as I just pointed out, the Gemara says, there's a mitzvah bikur cholim. I thought that's gemilas chasad. And the Gemara says, no. Normally, when a young person visits an old person, or a cheshvan person visits a adar person, so that is just gemilas chasad. And that's not yet bikur cholim. But when a begilo is mevaker, so then that's the mitzvah of bikur cholim. So it sounds like now that according to the Gemara, there is an independent mitzvah called bikur cholim. Eino chanami, if it's not your ben gilo, or if you're a young person visiting an old person, it might only, and I say that with sarcasm, it may only be a mitzvah of gemilas chasadim. Gemilas chasadim is also a good mitzvah. But in terms of the mitzvah of bikur cholim, nafkamina maybe if you l'shem yichud. You know, are you going to say l'shem yichud mitzvah of bikur cholim or the mitzvah of gemilas chasadim? But they're both important mitzvahs. But is it a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanan? So the Bahag in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, the Smak in Mitzvah Mem Zayin, both counted, those are two of the major Monei Mitzvah, they both counted as a Mitzvah D'oraisa. And that's very important. When you're doing the Mitzvah Bikur Cholim, you can have in mind that you're being the kind of Mitzvah D'oraisa. However, the Rambam, let's take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Ovel. Rambam in Hilchos Ovel, Perek Yudal Halacha Aleph, it's on the source sheet, Mitzvahs Aseh Shel Divreihem Levaker Cholim. Ulanachem Avelim. Ulahotzi Ames. Ulahachnas, excuse me, Hakala. Ulavayas Orchim. Ulahas Asik. Behold Sarche Akfura. Ulahses Al Kesef. Ulalek Lufana Velispor, Velachpor, Velikpor. All of these mitzvos. Vechem Smoch, Hakala, Vachosan, Ulusadam, Behold Sarchehem. These are all mitzvos midivrehem. The Elohim Gemilos Chasadim Shebegufo, Sheinlem Shiur. These are all tachas, the major umbrella of gemilas chasadim. Afal pi shekol mitzvos elu midivreihem, harehein bechlal v'yahatu b'reicha kamocha. And even though these are all mitzvos midirabbanan, they're all subsumed under the general category of v'yahatu b'reicha kamocha. Anything you want to do to other people, you should do, that you want to be done to you, you should be doing for them. Mitzvah v'yahatu b'reicha kamocha. So Rambam, d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? What do you say? D'oraisa or d'rabbanan? So on the one hand, the Rambam says mitzvah shel divreihem. Sounds like it's an open shut, d'rabbanan. But yet there are people saying d'oraisa. Why? Okay, good suggestion. What else? Well, mitzvah aseh shel divreihem means the Chachamim also give us mitzvah aseh.
I think both.
There you go. Whenever you have a chakira, it's probably both. Yeah, let's hear.
Probably the raisa of the raisa kamocha, and there's a mitzvah b'me'atzma of being a bakar cholim.
Say it better. You're right, but say it better. Say it better. The chiyuv is d'rabbanan, but if you do it, the kiyum is a d'raisa. If you do it, you're mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa. But you don't have a chi of d'oraisa, right? We don't usually find things like this. It's very fascinating. I'm not sure. It seems to me this is the pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says, mitzvah midivreihem. Chachamim commanded you to do the following things. But if you do it, you're mekayim a mitzvah v'yahatarech kamocha. A little bit, I think, what you were saying, that there's a mitzvah out there called v'yahatarech kamocha. But Chazal came along and said, well, you want to know some manifestations of it? This is a way to do it, this is a way to do it. And before I take your comments, we do find sometimes that there are mitzvos d'oraisa that are sort of up there, and we don't know the gedarim of it, and Chazal come and give us the gedarim, and then it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Like, for instance, there's a suggestion, I think the Chassam Sofer says this, by the mitzvah, or by the melachos on Chol HaMoed. That melach on Chol HaMoed, which is a discussion, it's d'oraisa d'rabbanan. So according to the Shita, that melach on Chol HaMoed is d'oraisa. Oh, but Chazal seem to have made all these categories. Yeah, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, but the Torah gave the Chachamim the right, or the ability, to define what the melachos d'oraisa are. So you could try to say something like that here also. That it's really a mitzvah d'oraisa, and the Chachamim are the ones who are defining what the mitzvah d'oraisa is. But it sounds to me like the Lashon HaRambam is that The chiyuv is a chiyuv derabbanan, and the kiyum is a kiyum deraisa. Yeah.
I thought the way it's read that it's a chiyuv deraisa, but I'm just telling you that specifically you should do the chiyuv deraisa this way.
You could say that in the Gemara, but what are you going to do with the Rambam, which is mitzvah sase midivrehen?
Meaning they're telling you that a way to do the Mitzvah is this way. It's also
Chiyuv D'Oraisa. That's what I just said as a second suggestion. Maybe Chachamim were given the right to define the D'Oraisa. To me, it sounds like these are lots of examples of ways that you can be Mekayim the D'Oraisa. But I'm not Mechuyiv to run around and do them. If I want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah D'Oraisa, of after Rechamocha, this is, in other words, there's a Chiyuv D'Rabbanan to do it. If you have a wedding tonight, do I say, should you go? Well, why should you go? It's not a mitzvah. Well, if I go and I'm a sameach, I'm a kalam, I'm a mitzvah d'oraisa. Very nice, but does that mean that there's a chiyuv d'oraisa to go? But there might be a chiyuv d'rabbanan to go.
But by saying, by putting it like that, and you're making a mitzvah, a whole mitzvah of Rechamocha, which is a mitzvah which seems to be
chiyuv
d'rabbanan. It doesn't seem to be, it's like a conditional mitzvah that
you really do chiyuv d'rabbanan. Well, mitzvah means that when you're in a situation to do it, then you're making a mitzvah. It means you don't necessarily have to run after it.
So I don't
you're saying this, the Rambam, you're saying this like, it's hard for me to accept that there's no chiyuv.
I don't think the Rambam's putting it
as a kumis. Beseder, that's fine. I don't know if I would necessarily jump and throw it into the category of mitzvah kumis, but Beseder, I think that there's what to talk about here in the Rambam, and I invite you to please look at the Mefarshei Rambam, see what people say pshat in this Rambam is. What could be a nafkamina lemaisa? Because we still don't know for sure. Let's say the Rambam's up for grabs. Certainly the earlier sources are up for grabs. Are they a chiyuv d'oraisa or is a chiyuv d'rabbanan? What would be an important nafkamina if it's a mitzvah d'oraisa or if it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan? One very important nafkamina might be the din of osek b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. Do we see osek b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah on a mitzvah d'rabbanan? Could be very, very important. In other words, I'm on my way to the... What are we calling it? The Friday Chesed program, and I'm on my way to Gumi Mavakeh Cholim, and I get a phone call that there's some mitzvah d'oraisa that needs to be done. So maybe I should stop going to be Mavakeh Cholim because Mavakeh Cholim maybe only is only mitzvah d'rabbanan. Maybe we don't say also mitzvah pater min mitzvah by din d'rabbanan. This is a very important discussion. It's a machlokas in the Achronim. The Prima Gadim, it's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, quotes in the Be'er Halacha. The Prima Gadim has a suffix regarding whether we say osik mitzvah pater min mitzvah by a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Rabbeinu Yonah writes explicitly that by bikur cholim we would say osik mitzvah pater min mitzvah. In other words, if you're doing bikur cholim, you would be pater from doing another mitzvah d'oraisa. Now that Rabbeinu Yonah, you can run with that Rabbeinu Yonah in either two different directions. Either he holds that it's d'oraisa, and that's why. In other words, he doesn't hold that a mitzvah d'rabbanan is. If you're, we say osik mitzvah pater min mitzvah by mitzvah d'rabbanan, it's just that he happens to hold that it's d'oraisa bikur cholim, or perhaps Rabbeinu Yonah holds that it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, but yet he holds that mitzvah d'rabbanan. We do say osik mitzvah pater min mitzvah. So from the Rabbeinu Yonah himself, you can't actually prove one way or another in the d'oraisa d'rabbanan question, or in the question of osik mitzvah pater min mitzvah by mitzvah d'rabbanan. What is important for us to know from the Rabbeinu Yonah is that we can know the maisa. That the mitzvah that we do say by the mitzvah of bikur cholim, osik mitzvah pater min mitzvah. If you're doing bikur cholim, then you would be pater from doing another mitzvah. Lemaisa, though, I'll just add that the Magen Avram seems to say pretty explicitly that we say osik mitzvah pater min mitzvah by a mitzvah d'rabbanan, and Rav Elchanan Wasserman in Kovet Shiurim also says that we have a din of osik mitzvah pater min mitzvah by a din d'rabbanan. So lemaisa, when it comes out, I also thought it was just interesting to be choker. Let's say we say this pshat in the Rambam that the chiyuv is d'rabbanan and the mitzvah is d'oraisa, and the kiyum is d'oraisa. And let's say you hold that we only stay up by din d'oraisa osik mitzvah pater min mitzvah. Maybe still bikur cholim would be we would say osik mitzvah pater min mitzvah. What is it in osik mitzvah pater min mitzvah that allows you to not do the second mitzvah? Is it the chiyuv of the mitzvah or is it the kiyum of the mitzvah? Right? We're not usually distinguishing between those two. By osik mitzvah pater mitzvah min mitzvah, which one makes more sense? Is it the chiyuv or is it the kiyum? So I'm going to leave that also as an open question for now, but just to think about. One last ha'ara, just about whether this is a chiyuv d'oraisa or a chiyuv d'rabbanan, and then I'll take Kibi's question. And that is that our whole discussion until now has been assuming that there are other people to be mevaker this chola. However, if there's no one else to be mevaker this chola, and if we assume, like the Gemara Nedarim says, that when you're mevaker a chola, your mamish helping to heal him, and we're going to see more about that soon, what that means if you help heal him. But if we assume that Bikur Cholim is really part of the healing process, then if the person has no one else to be to visit him, to mevaker him, so then you would perhaps have a Chiyuv D'oraisa because of the mitzvah of Hatzalah, the mitzvah of Hashavas Gufo. We know that the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is only applied to returning somebody an object, but also if you have an opportunity to give someone back their life, to help someone live, so you have a chiyuv to do that also. Not only lo samal adam reyacha, but a mitzvah to go out, and this is what the Sefer, I'll take it one second, I saw this in the Sefer, Yachra Dechai, we have it downstairs in the Yotzer, in Simon Ayin Tes, I think it's Ayin Tes or Samach Tes, he writes there, that certainly if there's no one else to be mevaker to take care of his chola, then you would have a chiyuv d'oraisa in terms of just the person's life. And we're also obviously talking about a life-threatening illness. Kibi.
In the Rambam, like maybe it's only if you're being, if you're doing the bigger chola right now, but if you're only going, like if I consider doing it right now,
so we
when
do,
the process begin? Like,
well, we do know that in general, what we know from the sugya and sukkah, that people who are on their way to do a mitzvah, people who are holech lehakbil pnei rabo, holech lelmo Torah, as Rashi, those are some of the examples that we already chap the din of osing mitzvah patur min mitzvah. It's because it's learned out from the pasuk of lech techa v'derech, and the Gemara dashes leches didach versus the leches of Hashem. If you're on the way, on the path to do something for God, it's only lech techa v'derech that you have a chiyuv of kriya shema, when it's on your path. Meaning, I'm going about my business. But when I'm going about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's business, Ki'ilu, and that's, by the way, why some of the Achronim say that there's certainly a din of Osik Mitzvah Patam and a Mitzvah by a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. Because who cares if it's a Mitzvah D'Oraisa or a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan? L'maisa, it's not Leches Didi. I'm doing this because of God. Okay, because of God, because of the rabbis, because of Lo Sasser. It's not my Leches, it's Leches D'Akadosh Baruch Hu. It's not Leches Didi. And therefore, it would chap the din of Osik Mitzvah Patam and a Mitzvah. Wow, a lot of questions. You know what? I'm going to just hold off on so many questions just because I want to get more into the gedder of the mitzvah. I think it might answer a lot of your questions because we still haven't discussed what the gedder of the mitzvah is. What is Bikur Cholim? What are you supposed to be doing? So then I'll take the questions at the end if there still are questions. Okay, based on the Gemaras that we saw so far, it emerges a number of different gedarim of what the definition of the mitzvah is. What are you supposed to do? There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia that we did not see yet. And the Gemara there, on Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, says, this is on the source sheet, Vayera Elov Hashem Elonim Amre, Hu Yoshe Pesach Aloha Kechom Hayom. My Kechom Hayom? What does that mean, Kechom Hayom? Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanine, Osa Yom Yom Shlishi Shal Mila, Shal Avraham Haya. It was the third day of Mila. Ubo Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lishol Be'Avraham. And then Hotzei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Hachama Min Artika Kedei Shlo Yatshriach Oso Tzadik Be'Orchem. So what does that mean? Hakadosh Baruch Hu went to be Shol B'Shalom to see how he's doing. B'Shol B'Avram to see what's up with Avram. And then he also took the sun and he brought out the sun into the great, it made it intense heat, and therefore there wouldn't be visitors and that wouldn't bother Avram. So he wouldn't have to take care of the mitzvah of Achnas Zorchem. He'd be able to rest and heal. Very interesting. What? Right, very right. Excellent point. So what does the Gemara say? What did Kadosh Baruch Hu, right, if we're going to look for a good source for what, how to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, how did Kadosh Baruch Hu be Atzmo Yisparach? How was he Mekayim the Mitzvah? Bikur Cholim. So what does the Gemara say? He was Shoel. He's asked about how he's doing. And this is the first way that we're Mekayim the Mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Lish'ol b'shlomo, to ask and to discuss with the chola how they're doing. The yisod seems to be that when you speak with a person and you ask them about how they're doing, so I'm not just asking about like technical things, but to say, how you feeling, what's going on, I heard you were sick, So this brings them up a little bit, elevates them. It gives them a little bit of koach. Koach lechayot. Why? Why does it give them koach when you ask them how they're doing? So, first of all, on a most simple psychological level, it allows the chola to know that you care about them. You're coming out of your way to see how they're doing. So it shows them someone cares about me, and it raises their spirits. That's how I would say it. Shlishol b'shlomo, to raise their spirits. And certainly, if you're a close friend, or if you're a very chashev person, or you know that this person looks up to you, so how much more so you have a chiyuv to do this? Because if some, you know, guy you don't even know comes and visits you and sees how you're doing, so you say, okay, that's nice. But if, you know, the Rosh Hashiva gives you a phone call, and he stops by. I remember when I learned in the mirror for a little bit, one of my friends got sick, and one of the rebbeim came to his house, to his dira, wasn't a house, that's for sure, came to his dira, and he asked him how he's doing, asked him if he wants some toast, if he wants him to bring him some toast or something, he doesn't know if he has a toaster. So certainly when a kosher person comes to visit you, you can imagine how that raises your spirits, and it gives you the ability to heal, because we know now from studies that are taking place that the more optimistic and the more raised, the more the spirits are raised, the b'chola, so the more it helps the healing process. I'm going to quote a little bit this afternoon from a Sefer Tochachas Chaim, which is Rav Chaim Palagi. He has a lot of svarim, and in one of his svarim called Tochachas Chaim, he says there that Bikur Cholim is l'smoach es hachola. V'yitein simcha belibo bir oso shu choshev b'enei habrios. And then he adds, you would have thought that this is from a holistic medical journal, you know, from nowadays. It says at the end, v'hasimcha siba gedola l'hakel chelyo. That simcha is a major contributor to the well-being and betterment of a person's health. And this is very in right now, certainly, in healing, that to try to create a positive environment and light and flowers and to have the person be optimistic. And studies have shown that the body reacts better in that such a situation. The Rosh in his Parish on the Chumash adds one very interesting little nugget. And that is, he says, that what if you come to visit someone, Bikur Cholim, and the person's sleeping? So you came. So what do we say? Like, Machshava Tova, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar for Lamaisa? Like, Lamaisa, you weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah. Rosh says, Epshur, you were Mekayim the Mitzvah. Because when he wakes up, and they say, oh, you know, Kivi Newman came to visit you. So he's going to say, pshh. And he's going to get that same raising of spirit. Whether you actually walked into the room or not, when he's told that you came, so it's going to raise his spirit. One just very also interesting thing in terms of raising his spirit and helping him. You know, I'll mention this when we get to the second point. And the second point, the first point was to l'shol b'shlomo. And that's very important. When you go to b'mevakar chola, first thing you have to do is ask how they're doing. Ask how you're doing. Say, oh, I had a very busy schedule, but I really wanted to come to see how you're doing. Make the person feel choshev. Number two, lid'og l'tzrachav. The Gemara in Darim, Daf Mem, tells us, Amud Testament Beis, to Mem Amud Aleph, last source on the sheet, I believe. V'chelbo cholash. V'chelbo got sick. Nofak achaz of Kahana. Kahana went and he announced, V'chelbo boyish. V'chelbo got sick. Lo ika de ka'asi. And I'm not sure if that's part of, I don't think that was part of his announcement. It seems like nobody came to visit him. Amar lehu, lo kachal yamaisa, betalmid echem yitalmidi Rabbi Akiva shechala. Didn't it once happen that one of the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva got sick? V'lo nichnasu chachamim levakro, and no one came to visit him? V'nichnas Rabbi Akiva levakro, but Rabbi Akiva did. U'bishvil shekibdo v'rivtsu lefanov, and because he cleaned up, and he got down on his knees, meaning he went and he cleaned up the area, he cleaned up the room. Chaya, because of that he lived. Amar le, Rabbi Achisani, he turned to Rabbi Akiva, the student, and said, Rabbi, You gave me life. You healed me. Yotz Rabbi Akiva v'dorash. Rabbi Akiva, from that incident, he went out and he was dorash. Kol mi she'ein mevaker cholim ki'ilu shofech damim. This is the Gemara that we made reference to earlier. So, what do you see from this Gemara? What do you have to do when you come to mevaker cholim? You have to be doeg l'tzrachav. You have to make sure that everything around him is okay. You have to be ma'ayin b'inyano. That's what the Shittim Megbetzes says. That he says, Mikan, shekol ha-holech, this is the Shittim Megbetzes right there, Mikan, shekol ha-holech levaker es ha-chola, yored le-ayin b'inyane mitaso u-b'inyane ha-makom. Ask him, you want the window opened? Are you comfortable? Can I get you another pillow? Are you getting enough? Would you like a glass of water? You want the shades closed? Do you want the lights dimmed a little bit? Is the light too strong for your eyes? All of these technical things. It's also brought down in studies that they've done recently that nurses, when they see somebody getting visitors, the nurses give more attention to that chola over the other cholim, because psychologically, either because the nurse begins to relate to the person as a person and not just as a patient in a bed, but they see that they have a mother and they have a father and they have children and they have friends, so they start to relate to them. Or maybe there's some other psychological thing that they take it more seriously because, like, there's more people involved, like, oh gosh, like, we've got to make sure this person's okay, look at all these people that it's affecting. But whatever the psychological reason is, that studies have shown that when a person is mevaker at home, they actually get better treatment and care from the nursing staff. So that's also something very important to keep in mind. This is not just like stam, like heejee-beejee, like you make someone better when you visit them. You really, really can make a difference when you visit a person, just even on the purely rational level. In that Sefer Tochachas Musa that I made reference to, he has a nice little added ha'ara, and that is that the Gemara, if you remember, the Gemara in Bava Metzia, earlier in Bava Metzia, and Daf Lamed, learned it out from the word yelchu. Where do you see yelchu? What does yelchu have to do with Bikur Cholim? So he says, because a lot of times when you're doing Bikur Cholim, you need to walk. Meaning you ask the guy, oh, you ran out of medicine? No, he's not in the hospital now, he's at home. Oh, you ran out of medicine? Let me run to the pharmacy and get you more medicine. Do you need some more orange juice, vitamin C? All right, I'll go down to the supermarket and get you a little bit more orange juice. Part of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is to be yelchu, is to be walking, to be moving around. It's not just to sit there and say, like, you're okay, but it's to be involved, walk around the room, look around, see what needs to be put together, clean the room up. And that's also something very lamaisa that we do when we go to visit sick people, even just to tidy up the room a little bit. Because it's very hard to tidy up the room sometimes, certainly when a person's sick. Go around, clean up the room, try to lighten it up a little bit. The third element of Bikur Cholim is Levakish Olav Rachamim. This is the Hemshech of that Gemara there on Mem Amud Aleph. Gemara wants to know, Ki Asar Avdimi Amar Kol Mevaker Sechola Gorem Lo Sheyichya V'Kol She'enu Mevaker Sechola Gorem Lo Sheyamus. My Garma Ilei Mekol Mevaker Sechola Mevaker Shlav Racham Sheyichya V'Kol She'enu Mevaker Sechola Mevaker Shlav Racham Sheyamus. What do you mean you're causing him to die? Like, if you go and you visit him, so maybe you're going to daven that he should get better. You're certainly not davening that he's not going to get better. Sheyamus HaKadaitach Ela kol she'ein mevaker chola, ein mevaker shlav rachamim, lo sheyichya v'lo sheyamus. If you're not mevaker chola, then you don't have the opportunity to daven for him that he should get better, that he should get better or not. It's interesting. The lashon is lo sheyichya v'lo sheyamus, and the Ran right here in the Gemara says something which is a little bit of a serious statement, and something that people probably ask about all the time. But the Ran right here in this Gemara says, what does it mean at the end of the Gemara? That if you're not Mavakeh the Chola, then you can't be Mavakeh Shalav Rachamim for him to get better or to die. You're not going to ask for him to die. The Ran there says that sometimes when a person's in a very, very bad situation, sometimes the proper thing to do is to daven that they should be out of their misery already. They're suffering and they're in a terminal situation. And in fact, the Gemara tells us that Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan, that when Rav Yochanan was sick at the end of his life, Reish Lakish had died, and Rav Yochanan, we did this recently in our Chabura about the Amoraim, the Tanoim, so there the Gemara says that Reish Lakish died and Rav Yochanan was distraught and they couldn't find a Chabrusa to replace him. This is also a Gemara in Bava Metzia. They couldn't find a Chabrusa to replace him, and Rav Yochanan lost his mind, unfortunately. Rachman al-Watsan, he lost his mind, and the Gemara and the Chachamim daven that he should die, put him out of his misery. That's what the Ran says here on this Gemara. But simple pshat in the Gemara is that if you're not by a person, so you can't daven for them to get better. Why? Rashi says, because you don't know what's going on with him. We all know that. We have names of cholim on a list, perhaps, that we're davening for. And we've never gotten an update. We don't know what's going on with the person. And certainly, if you know that the situation's gotten worse or gotten better, you're davening based on what's going on. So, you see from this Gemara that a very key element of being mevaker es hachola is to daven for the person. Now, l'chad chila, we should try to do all three of these elements when we're mevaker hachola. But the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam both bring down that if a person does not do tefillah, the last element, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of bikur cholim. But that would mean that when you're there, you're supposed to be doing it lefanav. It means that when you get to the chola, you have to offer up a tefillah to a Kaddish Baruch that they should get better. Now, I know for us that sounds like a little bit socially awkward. How are we going to do that exactly? On the one hand, you could just say to the person, it's great visiting you, and I want to just put in a little tefillah now that a Kaddish Baruch Hu should send you a refuah shelema. That's all it takes. You could say to the person, no, I want to, you know, it could get a person nervous if you say, like, okay, before I leave, let me just say a Kapitul Tehillim, and you sit there over them saying Kapitul Tehillim. On the one hand, they may feel very comforted that you're doing that, but it could also make them nervous. So you have to obviously play the situation by, you know, you have to use your head a little bit. But the person should see, I believe the post can bring down, that the person should see that you're davening for them. Again, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to sit there and start, you know, crying and doing a whole tefillah. But even an expression of that a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you know, before you leave, to say to the person, just like we say by Nichum Aveilam, Amalchum Yenachem Eschem, to say to a Chola, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send you a Refuah Shalema, Amen. I mean, you don't say Amen to your Bracha, but you should say to a, you know, to, in order to include in there some element of Tefillah. The Shulchan Aruch and Rambam bring down that this is a vital element, and it actually is Ma'akev, the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Certainly, if you're not mekayim the mitzvah, you still would be mekayim gemilas chasadim, right? Visiting the person, doing the other two, and not doing this third one, you would still be mekayim gemilas chasadim, but you might not be mekayim the mitzvah of bikur cholim. But the Chafetz Chaim, you should know, the Chafetz Chaim is a very important sefer. It's called Avas Chesed. It doesn't get the billing that it's supposed to because everyone's reading the Chafetz Chaim and Shmiras HaLashon. But he has another sefer called Avas Chesed, which goes through lots of the mitzvos of gemilas chasadim, giving loans, bikur cholim, nichum aveilim. So in there he thinks, he argues, and he, you know, this is like the Mishnah Berurah. I can call it as the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah writes in his Sefer Avos Chesed, right, because then it has like real tokef of halacha if I say it's the Mishnah Berurah. He says there that he thinks that you're still mekayim the mitzvah even if you're not mevakesh rachamim. Lechachil you should do it, but b'diavad, if you don't, you're still mekayim the mitzvah. It's interesting, I don't think he brings down this ha'ara that the makor, one of the makoros, is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu visiting Avram. Now, Lechora, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Avram should get better. So it's interesting. I'm not sure what that is. But Lemaisa, a lot of people do paskin that without any of them, you're still mekayim the mitzvah b'diavad. But Lechachil, you should try to do all three. And I thought that based on this, you could really get a very nice gather of what the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is. Lemaisa, the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is to assist the person and to cause his illness, to weaken his illness, and to bring, to, let's say it better, to weaken his illness and to help with the healing process. And we do that in three ways. We do it physically, we're doeg for his shochim. We do it emotionally, we ask him how he's doing, and we let him know that he's important. And we do it spiritually, we daven for him. But all three of them are three different ways, physical, spiritual, and emotional, to assist the person in getting better. Bikur cholim means to get them better. There are just two other elements of being mekayim the mitzvah that are suggested that I found in other svarim of ways to be mekayim the mitzvah of bikur cholim. This first one is from Rav Yaakov Skili. He is a Talmud of the Rashba, a Rishon. Rav Yaakov Skili, Samach Kuf Yud Lamed Yud. And he brings down in his Sefer Torah HaMincha that if you're a doctor, so part of your chiyuv is to go and heal him. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean to heal him, but if you're, for instance, you know, if a person has a foot issue and you're a podiatrist, so you certainly should speak to him, speak to the doctor, find out what type of procedure that they're doing. If you're an expert in podiatry, so you should get involved and try to make sure that the guy's getting the proper treatment that's necessary. That would also be part of a kiyum mitzvah of bikur cholim. Also, he brings down that if you're very wealthy and you have the ability to help someone get healed by either hiring a doctor, helping them get better care, so that's also going to be part of the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Bikur Cholim. The last one is brought down again by Rav Chaim Palaji in Tochach HaSchaim. All these are in Parshas by Yechi, by the way. It's a very nice sefer, and he has halachic discussions on a lot of the Parshios. So he brings down there from the Zohar that part of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is to ma'orer the chola in shuva. Now again, that doesn't mean that when a person is sick, you want to come to them and start giving them a Musar Shmuz. Like, I know you have the flu, and I know you feel horrible, but I just want to know, you know, you're a bum, and you really need to, you know, maybe you wouldn't have been sick of this. Obviously, that's not what we mean here. But to give him some type of chizuk, to remind him that of Yisurin, and that we're trying to ma'orer him a little bit in tshuva. Again, that obviously has to be done properly. And it's added, he also brings down there from the Sefer Olos Ephraim that it's also a great toilet for you in Tshuva. When you go and you see a person sick and you see the frailty of life and it puts things into perspective for you, it's also something that can generate for yourself Tshuva. So you should look at it as a Tshuva opportunity for yourself as well. Not obviously, that's not why we're Mevakeh Cholam, but you should realize that as well. And he brings down there, the Tochachas Chaim, that there was a minog in the city of Izmir, which I believe is in Turkey, and it was a major center of Sephardic Jewry. So in Izmir there was a minhag that each chola, they would bring a special moda, a certain special statement that the chola would say. They would bring it to the chola, not only end of life statement, but even when a person was sick, that the beginning of the Bikur Cholam process, where there would be people who were appointed by the town, who would go and visit the chola and give him a statement to say that had to do with tshuva, and that he should, put the sickness into that type of perspective. Okay, I want to just end with one very interesting halacha l'maaseh question, and that is whether you can do Bikur Cholam with a telephone. Can you call someone, or maybe send them a text message, or a BMB, what's it called? A BBM? Yeah, a BBM? Can you send them a BBM, or can you call them on the phone? Or can you Skype them? To be Mekayim the mitzvah of Bikur Cholam. So l'maaseh, we have to go back to the three elements and the three parts of being Mekayim the mitzvah of Bikur Cholam. If it would seem that a sikh on the telephone, let's see, can you be doyed for shachav? Not really. You can't open the window, you can't clean up. You can be shol v'shlomo, you can ask him how he's doing, you can make him feel important. What about levakesh rachamim? So that's a discussion actually in post whether the tefillah has to be done in the presence of the chola. We know that there are certain things that are connected with the presence of the chola. The shechina is by the bed, the head of the bed of a chola. So bakashas rachamim, tefillah is an open question about whether that can be done not in the presence of the chola. Certainly shol v'shlomo can. So this would go back to our discussion perhaps of L'chachilo versus b'di'evad. We said many poskim say b'di'evad, you are mekayim the mitzvah, even if you don't do all three of the elements. So it would seem that the best thing to do, certainly if you have the choice, you should go and be mevakeh the chol yourself. But if you're in Eretz Yisrael, someone's sick in America, and you want to give them a phone call. And again, we're not only talking about life-threatening diseases, you should realize. We're talking about a flu. You find out that your cousin has the flu, give him a call. You're mekayim the mitzvah by giving him a call and just asking how he's doing. Even here in yeshiva itself, that's right, we have cousins. The Rav Chaim Palagi actually brings down again in that piece in Tochachas Chaim, he brings down that they had a minhag to actually sometimes send shlichim to deliver. This is like a real. This is like more like an email to send a message. Yes, hi, I'm here on behalf of Reuven. I just want to let you know that Reuven wishes you a refuah shleima, and that they had a minhag to do that. And he actually brings down a tzad that it might even be better to do that, because when you actually have to, he also brings the possibility of just going to the house. I'll explain it in a second. Going to the house, but not actually going in. You yourself going to the house, knocking the door, and telling the guy's wife or the guy's sister, just want to give you, send your brother, please, refuah shleima. And he gives a tzad that might even be better, because sometimes it's an inconvenience for the chola. Maybe he's tired. Maybe he's not up for visitors at this time. So just using that as a little bit of a precedent, that a phone call would perhaps be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. The Ma'isvigos, Moshe, the Tzitz Eliezer, the Minchas Yitzchak, they all have discussions about this, about whether you're Mekayim Bikur Cholam on the telephone. And the general kav seems to be certainly not B'Shlemusa, but there probably is some type of kiyum HaMitzvah by making a phone call. Rav Asher Weiss in his Sefer, I believe, if I remember, I saw it briefly, he's not into being Mekayim Mitzvah on the telephone, but I think a lot of the other major poskim are, such as the major poskim that I mentioned. And one last thing, I'll end with this, Negros of the Futner. I didn't have a chance to look it up before, but in the Igros of Rav Huttner, so somebody asked them that question. We're used to broad life, double life. We know a lot of the famous Igros, but there are other Igros there that are just halachic questions. Someone asked about being the kind of mitzvah of Bikur Cholam on the telephone. And Rav Huttner says he thinks you certainly are, because he says the Lashon Bikur means to investigate. Like we have like a din of Nikar HaGid. He thinks the Lashon of Bikur doesn't mean to visit, but it means to investigate. This is one of those times where there's English in Pachad Yitzchak. He writes in quotes, to investigate. And therefore, he thinks that he seems to understand that the Ikur is to really ask how the person is doing it to find out. You know, maybe not to actually physically be doeg litzrachav, but to find out if he needs any care or any physical care that hasn't been taken care of yet. So lemaisa, this is the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. We should all be zocha with Hashem's help to mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimusa. There should be no more cholim in Klal Yisrael, and that's certainly what we daven for. But if there are, so we should be able to mekayim the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim b'shleimusa. Tomorrow,
Rush. He only said that.